And you tell me you got a gift, you haven't unwrapped it yet.
Yes.
Here you 19 years old, 12 years old, now I'm got to be 75 and haven't looked up on the tree to get it yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you waiting on? I give somebody a gift right now. And you may not own it right now. But brother, you may own it when you get in your car.
Amen.
You want to know what in this box.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I promise when you get to your house that the first thing you going to do, if you don't open it in your car, you're going to be, wonder what he gave me this for. And open that thing up, you know, boy, look at him.
Mama.
And here Jesus. Can I put it like I'm on y'all? Please let me put it like I'm on. Here Jesus up under the Christmas tree. And you haven't opened the box yet?
All right, Pastor. All right.
It's something about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes. He is something we can't destroy. Can I call him something for a while? You can't do nothing with him. He can do anything, but he just can't what? Fail. You tell me, Reverend Walker, that up on the tree? Yes. How much it is? Free. Watch this. See, you got to open the tree. Why is so important? Why is so important? Because he's a doctor in a sick room.
You need it.
You need to open the tree. He's a husband when the husband gone. A wife when a wife gone. God Almighty. He's peace in confusion.
That's right.
He's love in a world of hate. And you haven't unwrapped it yet? That's been a went to a simple version. Ain't no call it so simple, but John 3:16. Folks don't know what God sent here. He gave. It's free. And you got all of this right here and still don't want Jesus. Unspeakable gift. God Almighty. And you haven't opened it yet. That's his holy name. Notice now again, Jesus is man's unspeakable gift.
Yes, sir.
I'm again, I'm reading again. It's beyond words. It's indescribable. This gift is priceless. It's a strange gift. It's an everlasting gift. He's not an Indian giver. And you tell me, you haven't unwrapped it yet. I'm going to leave you like this. Can't nobody else do it but you. Mama can't do it for you. You got to unwrap it yourself.
Yeah.
You can't pay nobody to do it. God got it out to reach of things like that. You got to do it your own self. God Almighty. And then you'll be like them old folks who sang that song. I got my ticket.
Yeah.
Now that's what in there. Jesus the ticket.
Yeah.
Can I say it like that?
Yeah.
He the ticket to heaven. And you got to have a ticket. God gave you a gift, the ticket in the box. But you got to unwrap the box and get the ticket out. And when they see the Lamb of God stamped on you, he got to open the doors and let you in the gates. But you can't go home in heaven without the ticket. Almighty. That's his name. Now watch this now. My brother and sister. The most valuable thing. Anything value is precious. That a person can ever have on this earth. Your salvation. Lord, I said salvation. But man value it as nothing much. Little. Boy, you just don't know what salvation. When you get looking at the value of your soul, it's got to be valuable because God gave his son to
us.
It's got to be very valuable. To God, it is valuable. God had to pay for it in a sense. Knock out sin. Get rid of sin. He had to get rid of the devil for that. God Almighty. Now look at Mark, Paul, 8:36-38. See what it says.
For what shall it profit a man?
Listen now.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul.
You see how bad it is?
That's right.
I want you to see that. I had to put that in there. So we take Jesus coming here like that. And then he went far enough to say, what is profit a man if he got the whole world in his hand and lose his own soul?
Yeah.
What is profit a man? And lose his own soul. Let this be held up here, okay? Let this be held down here. Now, I'm going to use that for, let that be in the waste up there. You got everything you think you want up there. But what is profit? All this stuff you don't left here. Folks saw you, they bow down to you.
Well,
you got 9, 10 collards, Cadillacs and Mercedes and everything. You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
When folks get close to you, they bow down to you. They recognize who you are. Because you're a big time joker. In. But now God can call you home. With all that stuff you don't live, what is profit you? If you lose your own soul.
All right.
All that stuff you don't live. Jimmy don't handle it. The one you hate don't run your car.
I tell y'all something, you know, well, I got a car there, you know. And I used to drive the van. I'll stop driving the van. I used to go visit sick. I go visit my folks. Y'all know that. And all that. You know, drive my van, you know. And I got to thinking. I said, nah. I'm not a young man. Sister Morgan, that's right. I'm not a young man. And what I'm saving my car for? I parked that van. Get in my car. If I was 45, I'd drive the van. When I was, I'd drive the van. But now I'm going to drive my own car. Because somebody else going to drive it. Let me wear it out. What is proper man? To gain the whole world and then what? Lose his own soul. Hard man. It's something to think about. Everything belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. And you tell me all of this stuff you don't left, somebody else got it. But your soul, God Almighty, your soul. Watch this now. See, your soul can't stop existing. Because that God part in you. God can't never stop what? Existing. And you got that God part in you. You are a living what? Soul. Not a dead soul, but what? A living. So whatever, wherever you go, you will be there for how long? Forever. Hold on, my. You'll be there for how long? Ever. Call them. Read on, Paul.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
God Almighty. Think about that now. We take this lightly. What you going to give in exchange for your soul? Your soul so valuable until God got his son. Why could he get Gabriel? Michael? Or some other angel, but he got his own son and sent him in a sinful world. You see, one thing, Micah couldn't get up when he wanted to get up. Gabriel couldn't get up when he wanted to get up. Because what Jesus had to go through with, you got to be a God to do anything but fail. Jesus went far enough to tell his enemy, you didn't take my life, I gave my life.
Yes, sir.
And oh Lord, I can pick it up when I feel like it. But Gabriel couldn't do that.
No, sir.
Micah couldn't do that. He had to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Yes,
die when I get ready and get up when I get ready. Hold on, man. Got one more way for him from time, but I run out on him.
Whosoever,
watch this,
therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed
God
when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
Whoever ashamed. See, that's what's wrong with folks.
All right.
Ashamed. Ashamed of what? You tell me your soul don't work no more than that? So somebody looking at you? Or what folk don't say? Right now, watch this. I said this one time, I said last week, I think. If they were giving away money at any store, and you ain't knowing about it, somebody just tell you, you gone. Here God giving away some money can't buy.
All right.
And it's for your good.
Yeah.
And not like that I never remember, but you can't really stop living. I'm giving you a way to live forever with peace and joy. Forever. And you turn down an offer like this?
Mama.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, but have what? Everlasting life, to live with him forever. Well, what's stopping you? God Almighty. Doubts are ashamed. Doubts. The devil present in this world. And any way he can stop you with an unbelieving heart, he gonna do it. Now watch the devil now, watch the devil. First thing he gonna say, oh, you got all the time, you know. You still young.
Yeah,
ain't nothing happened to you yet, you know, you're still young. That's how the devil deal with you. As a matter of fact, and you don't want folks to look at you anyway. And just go on wait till next week and things like that. You got some things you want to do first and get all that over with. Then, you know, you'll think about it then. That's how the devil talks to you.
Yeah.
And maybe finna die right now.
Right now.
Because you don't know when, don't know where. And I'm not trying to bring up nothing. I told y'all a few years ago, they're going to start shooting up church and they start.
That's right.
And what you see now ain't about to stop. That means God got me on salvation messages now.
Right.
You can be anywhere now.
All right.
I don't care where you go now. If they don't got no respect for the church and don't go well, they ain't got no respect nowhere else.
All right. Right.
So you just better be ready wherever you may be. You don't know when the devil going to cut loose.
Yeah.
You don't know when God going to lie here to kill some more folks. Make sure you say.
Amen.
If the devil don't have no respect for God's house, to kill up folk, you know good and well nowhere else he ain't gonna stop. I'm not trying to scare nobody. Let's just make sure you say. Because everybody got guns now.
Amen.
And we're living in this time. I promise you. I hate to keep saying that sometimes. Because y'all got to hear the preacher. I promise you what you see. Not about to get no better. Now watch.
Mama.
You can get killed not anywhere. If they kill folks in God's house, you ought to know you ain't saved nowhere you go. Just letting you know the end of time is right around the corner. When we were boys, we stopped joking. Yet not cussing, but stopped joking. When we walk in front of the church, we stop. We telling lies in a way. No, we stopping. Just going. We respect what? The church. The house of God. We wait till we pass it, then we start right back, you know. But we respect the house. But these folks ain't respecting nothing now.
Amen.
And all I'm trying to get you to see, make sure you say it can happen anywhere.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see. It can happen anywhere. If it happened in God's house, it can happen anywhere. Folks gone crazy now. Because we're in the last days.
This is catalog number.
Preacher ain't saying nothing about it. We are in the last days.
Amen.
Folks ain't paying God's word no attention. Taking it lightly. You're taking salvation lightly. Please don't take it lightly. Well, my time up. I wish I had a little more time. Y'all may walk out on me, but I wish I had a little more time. We take it lightly. We plan. I'm going to read one more verse. Said, listen at this now. One more verse. God have entrusted us, his preachers, with heaven best. Jesus Christ is heaven best. And said these words. Paul, look at Psalm 138 and 2. Lord Almighty.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
I have magnified my word above all of my name. My word. I put my word above my name. I magnify my what? Above all of my
name.
Call my name ain't hitting on nothing but my word, what I say.
All right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, but do you mean what you said?
All right.
You got to hear my word to see what it said first. God
of mine. If you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, you, oh Lord, just, oh Lord, oh, I magnify my words above all of my, oh Jesus, you don't even know me. I put my word above all of my name. Do you really trust me? Are you just about in trouble and trying to fool me? I know your heart. See, when you've been born again, you can use the name. In the name of Jesus. We can beat devils in the name of Jesus. Demons in the name of Jesus. Sickness in the name of Jesus. Enemies in the name of Jesus. But when you're not playing with the name. Because he said, I have magnified my word above all of my name. For you go aim in vain. But you better obey what I say. My word I put above my name. Call me everything, but you still got to answer to me. You may not recognize what in this Bible, but you still got to answer to me. If you don't care about my name, you still got to answer to me.
Well,
I got the word here. If you don't want to obey it, you just holler my name, think I'm crazy. Uh-uh, I know you. And watch this. And sometimes, folks not even saved. Sometimes, you know, something happens. Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I don't hear a sinner say it and just say the name. Just throwing his name out, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me.
You're right.
Times some danger comes in. Oh, Jesus! Call his name.
Yeah.
But you ain't obeying my
word.
But you won't use my
name. Mama.
Think I'm crazy. My name. My name. I have magnified my word above all of my name. Boy, boy, boy. My time up. Boy, ain't never about through with this thing. Hold on, my sister. Magnify my words. Everybody say, magnify
my
words above all my name. If God let us live Sunday, we'll be back starting right there. Magnify my words. Don't miss it. I mean, there's some stuff in here, but you need to hear. In these last and evil days, don't take church lightly, especially where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached.
Amen.
I ain't talking about junk. I'm talking about especially. And I got a message for us too, preachers.
Preach,
God Almighty.
Preach, Reverend.
God wants something. He entrusted. I'm finna close. He entrusted his word with you. Trusting you with my son, Jesus. He the word. I'm entrusting it to you. Don't play with it.
All right.
No, if I get started, I'm going to continue. I want to watch this now. Let us all stand.
Glory
to God. Glory. My time out. I'm on radio. I want everybody to hear it. Definitely, let's stop. Maybe we're going to stop. I know sometimes when we stand and half us walk out, but. You want to see the last tail end of the football game, you stay there. You know.
All right.
Why we walk out on guard all the time?
Amen.
Now, if they had to say, everybody stay in until I dismiss, you'll get $30. By the time we get through, I know we got to go, but I ain't buying down on nobody. But, you know, time we run out on Jesus, just run out on him.
You're right.
We take him lightly. We take Jesus something to play with. God knows he's nothing to play with. He'll let it come back to you one day and let you see it. Sometimes how you treat him. Time hell break it loose. You won't take your time then.
Yes, sir.
Something happened to you. Oh, Jesus. But Jesus said you walked out home last week, you know. And God's not crazy, y'all. He got this world in his hand. Don't try to make no crank out of God. Please don't. Hallelujah. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Just that simple. It's a faith walk. I believe in my heart. I'm going to confess it with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one to give your life to Christ? You may come. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. You may come. The doors of the church is open. They've been over ever since Jesus got up out that grave. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your Savior? You may come now. Will there be one? Someone may want to come by Christian experience. You may come. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Say it again, choir. Hallelujah. Yeah.